Welcome to the Tuesday, June 30th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And we have two bills scheduled for work sessions. We'll take them in order. I'll start by opening a work session on House Bill 2282. Erin, could you tell us what this is?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2282 allows Oregon Department of Transportation to receive electronically transmitted documents necessary to do any of the following: issue or transfer vehicle title, register or transfer registration of a vehicle, issue a registration plate, or comply with an odometer disclosure requirements. Specifies that with exceptions, acknowledgement by notary public is not required for such transactions. Authorizes the Oregon Department of Transportation to adopt rules necessary to carry out provisions of the measure. Specifies that automobile dealers may charge a purchaser of a vehicle for performing any of the following actions: verifying and clearing titles, perfecting, releasing, or satisfying liens or other security interests, complying with federal security requirements, or any other service rendered by the dealer for the purpose of complying with state and federal laws. Limits fee to $150 if dealer uses an integrator, of which $25 is entitled to the integrator, and $115 if the dealer does not use one. You have an A8 amendment that clarifies the authority of the vehicle dealer to elect to prepare, submit documents, and to collect a document processing fee for the following purposes: verify and clear a title, perfect, release, or satisfy a lien or other security interest, comply with federal security requirements, or render any services for the purpose of complying with state and federal laws related to a sale of a vehicle. Specifies that purchaser may negotiate amount of document processing fee not to exceed $150 if dealer uses integrator, or $115 if dealer does not use. It requires dealer to prepare and submit all documents to complete transaction if fee is collected. You also have an A9 amendment. The A9 amendment conforms the definition of integrator to ORS 802-600 and deletes reference in ORS 802-600 to Chapter 583, Oregon Laws 1997, that was identified by our legislative council during preparations on amendments for this measure, Madam Chair. You have a no revenue and a no fiscal impact on both the A9s and the A8s.
Okay, thank you, Erin and members. This bill has been sitting in our committee for quite a while because of its very broad relating to transportation relating clause, and meanwhile these amendments
popped up. Bill.
So it was a good bill when it left Senator Byers' committee, and now it's even better.
Yeah. Do we have any information on the A10s?
We do not, because there was significant opposition to the A10s, so there, I think they will wait for a little more time in the interim. Mm-hmm. So we do have people in the room that I'm sure could talk about the bill in front of us if we want to hear more about it, or we could.
Madam
just
Chair, I would like to leave the building by Friday, and I'd like at least half the bills on the suspension list to disappear. So therefore, in the spirit of cooperation, and I just want to say in regards to, for the record, the A9, as my understanding is a conforming amendment, even though it looks like it's a policy change. But having said that, Madam Chair, and in a goal of Friday, I move the A8 amendment into House Bill 2282.
Okay. Senator Boquist has moved the dash A8 amendment to House Bill 2282. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Amendment is adopted. Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move the A9 conforming amendment into 2282.
Senator Boquist has moved the dash A9 amendment to House Bill 2282. Any discussion? Any objection? Amendment is adopted. Senator Boquist.
Could we hear?
Oh.
I think we have people who
sure
want to address the A10s. Could we at least hear from them?
Well, I suppose we could. We don't have them in front of us, but if you have people that wanted to.
I think Rich wanted to talk about it. We do have the amendment listed there, but I understand we don't have the fiscals on it. And it
yeah, I mean,
we understand it needs to be worked, but we're trying to be fair here.
Right. We didn't post those amendments for a hearing, so I know there are people who would like to testify in opposition to who aren't here, but we can certainly.
And we're not moving the bill.
And we're not moving these amendments.
Okay. So Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Rich Angstrom from OCAPA, the president of OCAPA. We know that. We've been considerable discussion around the amendments that we were trying to get in. But we thought, frankly, that it was fair to come in because we were part of the package on the accountability piece of the highway package. and put on the record what we were trying to accomplish. And so everybody had a fair play as we go into the interim to try to resolve a really kind of a sticky issue that the industries and labor have been wrestling with. So we thank you for the opportunity to come in. We know A10s weren't going to move, but we thought in fairness to those folks in opposition, they get to hear from us on a public record and have some of our materials that I'll send back. But this issue's been percolating within the industry and the folks that work on the highway side of things for a number of years. And this what we did is as far as looking at how the highway package and the dollars were being spent around the highway package, we felt that that we needed to do something to start looking at how those dollars are being spent and how local governments and others have been kind of skirting really the $125,000 limitation. So what the bill does is just in real two quick points is it lets BOLI do the rulemaking on what the cost accounting features are. And the second thing is if local governments don't conform with those rules, what the remedy would be. And the remedy is actually fairly light and then escalates depending on whether there's a settlement agreement in conformance with the rules that were set up. But our points that we want to make is that this is good for it's accountability for the highway fund. It's wise use of the transportation dollars. It's good for labor and business and the number of jobs. And we know there's some issues that we need to work through with the local governments, but we wanted to at least get on the record so everybody knew what our position was and what we were trying to accomplish. So with that, Madam Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity just to speak to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair. John Hickey from the Asphalt Pavement Association of Oregon. And I won't reiterate what Rich just said. I think from our association and the construction contractors throughout the state, the idea is we have a law with a really sound principle. That is, if we're going to do public improvement construction projects, we're going to do it at the least cost. And if a public agency wants to build the public improvement project with its own forces, it has to show that if it was going to do that, it would do it at the least cost. But we have a statute that provides absolutely no guidance on how to show that you're going to do something at the least cost. So we want to create a work group with BOLI to go through and enact rules to define how to do that. Essentially, just add the clarity to the law where we think the principle is currently there. And so we have a number of examples where we think show that a lot of local governments and public agencies in Oregon just don't understand what to do. So we're trying to provide that clarity and have an enforcement mechanism as well.
Okay, well, thank you both for your testimony, and I'm sure you'll find people interested in working on this in the interim.
They are, Madam Chair.
Chair Barr, did you want someone to talk about the 8 or 9?
There are a number of different versions here. Is there someone who's going to address those at all? Do we have
different versions of the dash 8s and the dash 9s?
Well, they're just looking at OLAs here, and they're listed a number of different times. It's been a while since we looked at these in my committee.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Dewey could speak to the 8s and 9s, or the 8s and 9s, so we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members Mike Dewey for the Oregon Auto Dealers Association. The 8s and 8-9s are listed, I believe, twice because they were put on OLAS for the first hearing that was postponed. And they're back for 6:30 for the for this particular hearing, but they're exactly the same. So that's why you see them twice on OLAS.
Are you happy there?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2282 as amended by the 8As and the 8A9s to the floor with a do pass.
Thank you. Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2282 to the floor as amended with the do pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Do need a volunteer to carry this on the floor?
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay. Senator Boquist will be our carrier. And I'll close the work session on 2282. And
We're fine. Nope. Just keep going.
Okay, so next I'll open a work session on House Bill 2594A. Erin.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2594 requires insurer of liability party to pay actual costs of emergency response provided by private emergency responders. We originally heard this measure on June 18th. This measure has no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and it comes to you from your House with 56 aye votes, 2 noes, and 2 excused members.
Okay, thank you, Erin and...
Madam Chair, we're in a work session, right?
We are in a work session.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2594 to the floor with a due pass, then I'll speak to my motion.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2594 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Chair, I actually think the A2 amendment is the way to go. I understand DEQ and other people have some discussions there. Against spirit of cooperation of getting this to the floor, I'll be a yes vote on this, but I do intend to vote against it on the floor. I think there's a better way to accomplish this.
Okay, thank you, Senator Boquist. And just for the benefit of committee members, and I'm not sure, Senator Beyer, that you were here during our public
this
hearing
is actual
on this.
Versus reasonable cost.
We did, our committee staff did work with DEQ, found that there was no way to actually amend the bill to reflect their negotiations with these contractors. Their email to us is that they actually do reimburse actual costs based on their discussions with the contractors. So that's what the bill calls for. Okay, well, thank you, Senator Boquist, for your motion
ma'am.
And for your courtesy. Is there further discussion on the bill?
Madam Chair, I would support the Dash A2 amendment, so I'll be a no here in committee.
Okay, thank you, Senator Ferrioli. And Zoe, would you... please call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Boquist?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Excused.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And
no, ma'am, I'm not carrying it.
I wasn't going to ask. Senator Beyer, since this originated in your committee, would you be
sure.
willing to carry it? Okay. We'll ask Senator Beyer to be our carrier. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2594. And for today, members, we have nothing further to come before us. Stay tuned, and we are adjourned.
See, I came with minority.
We are adjourned.
See.